The world I live in is obsessed with success. The fear of failure is the scream in our ear when we wake up in the morning, and it's the hurricane that sends us hurtling through the day. Though it wasn't always that way for me. When I was younger, I was quite happy to fail. It might be nice to start deliberately aiming low again, like the comedian Stuart Lee, who in the late 1990s had the chance to have it all and chose to do nothing much with it.
The pivotal moment when I thought this is all wrong was about 10 years ago when my agency, the agency I was with had been one of the people that had changed the game, to use like media speak, on alternative comedy. They'd managed to market it. But they did have a Christmas party 10 years ago where there were dwarves handing out canapes. And you know, if you'd said, when I was 15 and I used to see stand-ups opening for The Fall and Dexys Midnight Runners when they used to tour with alternative comics, if you'd said, you're going to be an alternative comic, I wouldn't have thought it meant that I would be at a Christmas party getting a canapé from a dwarf dressed up as a Christmas elf. I think that's the single most naff showbiz thing that's ever happened to me. So now a good thing is to just not go to anything, because you never know, there might be dwarfs handing out canapés dressed as Christmas elves, you know. It's up to them. I talked to one of the guys and he said, we mainly get seasonal work. It's not political correctness gone mad, is it, to have a concern about that?
No, I think it's fine, because it's not really about the dwarves. It's about the relationship between you and your agents.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if you're seeing them lie at the corner of your eye and you're seeing the facial expression that they didn't want you to see.
Yeah.
Stuart says you can make quite a good living. All you need is a few thousand people willing to spend £10 a year on you.
John Hegley, who's a veteran, you know, and one of the founders of alternative comedy, yeah, he said if you go back every 18 months to the same art centres and the show's 80% different and you've always got something to sell, like a CD or a book, then the economics of that are totally doable. Mm. I did some DVDs with a little company that runs out of Cardiff, and I sell them out of a cardboard box at the end of the show, and I get more from that than I did for the supermarket DVD release and television broadcast of Jerry Springer the Opera, for example. Actually, this is about perception, you know, it's for a practical level, it makes more sense.
Even though I've got myself ensnared in some never-ending success-maintaining spiral, the people I've always admired the most are those who don't have that urge. Like Frank Sidebottom. In the late 1980s, I was the keyboard player in his band.
Get off your backsides. Because I am the Antichrist. I am an anarchist.